4, NUE Mobile.
N0TR, stationary.
What's going on, Tom? How y'all doing?
I'm tired. You wore me out. I was laying here taking a nap until I was so rudely interrupted. Oh, I'm waiting on Bernice. She's in at a six-month doctor appointment over here in Chad down here in Greer.
Okay, well, I'm headed up Liberty Way and go visit with Chris for a little while. So I figured I'd see what's up on the radio today.
W4DJW, let me turn this radio off in the background. And I talked to Jerry for a little bit. He'd been busy. And, oh, man, Bernice and I stayed out there a long time last night. And really enjoyed the day thoroughly, but paying for it dearly today.
Sore.
Yeah, I was thinking about going up. I shouldn't. I can't even lift the dang ladder, but and my neighbor offered to do this for me. I was thinking about going up and blowing them leaves out of the gutter before that rain. Supposed to have big rain Thursday and Friday, Chad, but I've abstained from that. It's cold out there for this old man, and that wind's blowing, and I walk like a staggering drunk because that foot's got screws in it, you know. Never used to be fearful of heights, but anymore I stay a long ways away from that edge, and I use a leaf blower, and it doesn't take very long on our little house.
You mean, I got some aches and pains from, I guess, just years of wear and tear, I guess, and it's, I've noticed over last year or so, I've had the, I don't know if I can do that quite as well as I used to could. I have another one.
Starvation stuff, too, that don't help matters, but it does in one way or another way it don't. But at any rate, it's a beautiful day. There's a northeast wind about 16 miles an hour. And you be sure and say hi to Chris for me and Bernice. And I'll have to get back up there to visit with him some of these days. I'd love to, matter of fact. But, not much else on my mind this morning. I didn't ask you after you got done looking at that one item there yesterday. Was it in pretty good shape?
Yes, actually, yes, it was. Looked really nice. I'm on, I gotta figure out my jumpers. I think it needs to be jumped inside, depending on, you know, what radio I'm using. But I started looking through it last night, but it's in wonderful shape.
Well, I was talking about that other double barrel thing that we was looking at. It's a little different than that.
I see. Yeah, I mean, it's in good shape. You know, Dad, I think I was telling you yesterday, Dad, he collects the Fox series. He's got the 410, 20-gauge, 16-gauge, 12-gauge, and then he's got all different grades of each. You know, they come in three or four different grades. So I cut my teeth on a 12-gauge Fox, double-barrel Fox, growing up, back when doves were around here. But granddaddy's gun, but daddy threw that thing in my arm when I had a little bitty fella. Mom had to sew me a quilted patch in my vest so it wouldn't beat me up so bad. But we'd shoot birds all day till it was just black and blue. You just didn't want to shoot no more. But you know, times are different.
N0TR. Yeah, I used to love to hunt quail in Kansas, and they got kind of scarce there. I don't know if they still are or not. And the pheasant out west, I never got to hunt them very often, but they got scarce too. I know for years ago they said the DDT was getting to them, but dove hunting was always a blast. But those little suckers run 60 mile an hour across there, and they're about like hitting a prairie chicken. I've only done that a couple of times, went up prairie chicken hunting, and they were getting kind of scarce too. But they were beautiful. They'd fly about, 30 yards and set their wings, Chad, and those suckers could glide for a mile. I'll never forget the first time. I got to tell you this story. My cousin, who wound up as a full bird colonel in the 82nd, lived up there. He still lives in Carlisle. He taught there at the Army College. But when he was about 12, and I think I was 13 or 14, we got on our bicycles and laid our shotguns up on our basket, and we rode 11 miles, which was a long ways just on an old bike, over in Prairie Center, Missouri. And we was out there, and it's just flatter than a pancake. And I was just on the other side of Menden Mines. I'll never forget that. And anyways, we was out there trying to flush quail up. And we didn't know you had to have a license for Missouri when you were that young. We thought you had to be 16. Well, we didn't run into any game wars, but boy, we flushed the biggest covey of quail I ever seen in my life. And we shot at them, but didn't get any, because we just throwed them in the basket and brought them back and ate them. And chances are we'd have got caught with some awful big quail. And I got home and I was telling my dad about these monstrous quail they had over there in Missouri. I said, man, that'd be a good place to live. That's where he used to live, in Oskaloosa on a farm. He said, oh, my God, son. He says, them was pretty chickens.
I'm not sure exactly what a prairie chicken is, but they must have been pretty big.
Mouse, look them up sometime, and they're quite unusual in their drumming and mating thing. And but yeah, there hadn't been a season on prairie chickens in a lot of years. And we got there, we ride out in the open, Chad, you could see for miles. We was over not too far from a grain mill over there on Highway 160. And Dad said, I'm sure glad you didn't come dragging those things back home.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to have to step out of the truck here for a minute. I'm going to get some fuel in this thing. So let me get on out. And it's nice talking to you, bud. Tell Miss Bernice when she gets out, I said hello. And you're right, it's supposed to be a lot of water this weekend. They canceled the Veterans Day parade up in Columbus, so because of the rain. So just supposed to be a lot. So anyway, 73, bud. Nice talking to you. My pleasure. Just KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Yeah, Chad. Veterans Day and Memorial Day, it seems like it's always going to rain, mess things up, unfortunately. And by the way, those Fox doubles are a wonderful gun. I always had trouble shooting a double until I shot an Ithaca SKB, a real beautiful engraved model my buddy had, and always wanted one in 20 gauge. And when that popped up, I thought, uh-oh, gotta have that. Even though I probably would dread shooting at my age. But anyways, good to hear you, Chad. This is Enduro TR with KO4NUE. I'm clear for now.